It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star ballot is open. Vote up to five times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The biggest moments in the games.
Tatum, two dribbles with the right, hangs in the air, runs it off the window and in.
The biggest voices in sports.
Towns fires away. Bang! Carl Anthony Towns from downtown.
The heartbreak.
Grabbing his left knee. He's in some severe pain.
The celebrations.
But it's no longer what could be or what might be. Now it just is. The 2024 Boston Celtics are one of the greatest teams in NBA history.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right, disembodied voice. It is the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show, Infinity Sports Network, coast to coast. All your favorite affiliates, SiriusXM 375, the Odyssey app, podcasts, everywhere you find them. If you can
stretch
hear me,
out that intro, baby.
That's right. If you can hear me, you're in the right place. It is Friday, June 6, 2025. Got to stretch that intro. But even though we're chock full of Bulletin Blitz goodness, it's our audio segment of the day. And we go back to last night. Stop me if you heard this before. But Tyrese Haliburton nails another last-second shot.
Oh, I've heard that before.
To lift the Pacers to a 111-110 win over the Thunder to take game one of the NBA Finals in Oklahoma City. Now, Haliburton didn't exactly have an impressive stat line. He only finished with 14 points. But he made the game-winning basket with 0.3 seconds left. That's the only time the Pacers led all freaking game. They can't keep getting away with this! Let's go to Tyrese Haliburton and SGA. Haliburton said he felt confident in the game winner, and SGA was trying to process what was going on as it happened.
I'm obviously confident in my ability, and I feel like if I can get to, you know, that spot, I feel very comfortable in there. So it's a shot I've worked on a million times, and I'll work on a million times more. So we just have confidence in that shot.
I don't know. It happened so fast. I feel like we got matched. He got down going right, pulled up from midi, and knocked down the shot. I don't know. It didn't feel like anything crazy. He just made a play with the time winding down. Made a good play.
If you look at the picture of when Haliburton is releasing the ball and zoom in on it, every face in that crowd knows that ball is going to go through that hoop. And you had to see it coming. I mean, again, there were a lot of people that three quarters in were exclaiming that not only was this finals over, but the Thunder were going to start a dynasty. They didn't even win the game. And yeah, the Pacers only led for 0.3 seconds. But they led in the final 0.3 seconds. This is what they do. This is no longer a fluke. Remember how I talked about the Kansas City Chiefs? How luck was on their side? So much that, you know what, maybe they figured something out. Maybe Indiana figured something out. Maybe they figured out that once they're down 15, that's when they go. And it's not just that shot. Nembhard hit one. that was just stone cold in SGA's face. Turner's going off the glass. Neesmith hit the stone cold one. Nembhard did another one. They're all hitting their threes. And none of these, if any of these threes miss, they lose. But they make them all the time. It's very frustrating to watch.
Very frustrating indeed. Game two will be on Sunday. If the Thunder do not get this win, I was going to say eat a hat or something. I'll think of something. We'll discuss over the weekend. Thunder in five.
Why offer up anything when nothing's going to happen the other way?
Sure, I guess. I just really want to bet against the Pacers to try to counteract that Hickey hacks.
I'm not betting against them ever again.
Well, here's head coach Rick Carlisle says they're not to be getting too excited over the win. And head coach Mark Daigneault for the Thunder says they've bounced back all year.
We haven't been celebrating a whole lot with anything, really. And that's, you know, some of that is our experience last year. Some of it is Pascal having been through, you know, this kind of a run and getting to the finals before.
A lot more games left in the series, you know, so we understand that. We got to get ourselves to zero, as we always do. That's a habit that hopefully we've formed. These guys have made a habit of being able to get ourselves centered and play our best game in the next game.
They're in familiar positions because the Pacers have won a game like this now in every series. And the Thunder, while they had a relatively quick time against the Timberwolves and swept the Grizzlies, they're no strangers to giving away a game one at home that they should have won. That was in the series against Denver. Now, that ended up going seven.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday. So, shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase 1 of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And I think maybe that is what we're going to be more in store for here, because the thing with the Pacers is you don't have this run and win like that four times and then not, like, how do they not win the title? How do you have this storybook run and then take second place? But both teams in a familiar setting, and we'll see if the Thunder are able to draw deep and use that coming up in game two and the rest of this series.
Yeah, we shall see. I'll be looking forward to that game, if I can remember it. A lot of day drinking to come on Sunday. Let's go to the NBA commissioner.
Nice.
Adam Silver. He spoke a couple times, a couple of various different platforms. But here is one of the quotes I wanted to set aside, because it looks like he's walking back a little bit of his
parody. Thunder, by the way, are an 11.5-point favorite.
That's insane. I'll take the Pacers and the points. Adam Silver defines what he means by wanting parity in the league. Again, he's walking back a little bit of some of his bluster from earlier in the week.
The goal isn't necessarily to have a different champion every year. It's to have, you know, as we've said before, parity of opportunity. And, you know, hats off to Oklahoma City and Indianapolis, two incredibly well-run franchises, top to bottom, that deserve to be here. So if they, whichever team were to win, if they were to repeat, I wouldn't then be saying this therefore isn't working because I didn't go to a different city to hand out the trophy, I'd be saying that's the system we wanted to create. As long as there's a level playing field.
And I get that, and I'm fine with that. The problem is, if you're good, the system and the salary cap and the new collective bargaining agreement punishes you for being good. You only get a finite window before the salaries explode and you can't really do anything. The Thunder might be in a different situation because they've got so many picks that maybe they can maneuver around or at least bolster their lineup year in and year out. But there's a lot of teams with their backs against the wall that you want a Denver to compete. You want a Milwaukee to compete. You want a Cleveland to compete. And they compete. They have a couple of years and then they're screwed. So he's got like half of the equation right and then the other's kind of counterintuitive to the first half.
Yeah, let's continue on with Adam Silver here, because another topic that was broached as he was speaking was this prospect of NBA expansion. Here's the commissioner of the NBA and his thoughts on that.
We have a owners meeting in July in Las Vegas, and it will be on the agenda to take the temperature of the room. We have committees that are already talking about it, but my sense is at that meeting, they're going to give direction to me and my colleagues at the league office that we should continue to explore it. What also comes to mind in terms of expansion is the opportunity potentially to create other competition around the world. And we have been discussing potentially creating a league in Europe. And I view that as a form of expansion as well.
I would just focus on the main thing. Let's keep the main thing, right?
Nice.
I would focus on that. They are going to expand. At some point, they are going to expand, and it's going to be Las Vegas, and it's going to be Seattle. They've been talking about this for a long time. There'd be a lot less animosity to the Thunder if the Supersonics existed again. Because,
yeah,
like I said with the Ravens, the Browns were back 3 years later, and Cleveland may be still mad, but nobody, I don't think people really remember that. You just kind of memory hold it that the Browns have existed all that time, maybe took a year off for reasons that you don't know, but they're going to expand at some point. I don't know why they're dragging their feet. If you're going to expand, expand. You don't have a retort?
No, I like everything you said.
All right.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.